I'm happy now to welcome to the program Hank Rogerson, Melissa Nelson, and Kara McCoy. They are with Bioneers. They've just made a film of which Hank is the director, Melissa is the executive producer, and Kara, she's the actual Bioneers person. She's the manager of the Indigenous program there. The film is called Circle of Stories, and it is screening here in Santa Fe at The Screen on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design on Thursday, the 21st of April at 7 in the evening. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So how did this film develop? How did it come to be?
Well, originally, actually, it started back in 2002, and Jill Ann Spitzmiller, who's my filmmaking partner, and I were approached by PBS to propose a project that would be documentary storytelling for the web. So it would go on PBS.org. And we proposed a documentary about Native storytelling and its historical relevance and contemporary relevance as well. And we were one of the chosen projects. So that was in the beginning of 2002. And a part of the proposal was that we wanted to team up with a Native organization. And I just happened to be reading a magazine called Orion, and there was an article in there that was written by Melissa along with Phil Klasky and their organization, Cultural Conservancy. And I just thought it was a fantastic article. It looked like they were a great organization, and we wrote them a letter, and we got back a very enthusiastic yes, and they came on board, and took about 6 months to make the website itself, and in collaboration with Cultural Conservancy and a web design company out of Portland called Second Story. The site actually premiered at the Sundance Film Festival and showed at South by Southwest and a couple other festivals, and then went live on PBS.org. And it's still there. It's PBS.org/Circle of Stories. Ever since we made the project, Jelena and I were always like, well, we have all this footage in the vault, because basically the website is done in Flash and screen grabs and photographs. But we have all this documentary footage of the four storytellers, because the site is built around four storytellers from the four directions. And we were always like, well, we should do something with this footage. And finally, in about 2008... I started looking at the footage and putting together an educational documentary, which is what we're going to be showing at The Screen. There's a couple versions of the film. We're going to be showing the 35-minute version. And, you know, basically on weekends and weeknights and over the summer, I started compiling and putting together the documentary, which is what we have now, the educational documentary called Circle of Stories. And it centers, again, around the four storytellers from the four directions. Rosella Goodwill Archdale from the north, and she's Lakota Dakota. From the east, we have Chin, and he's Narragansett. And from the south, we have Hosky Benali Jr., who's Diné, and he's actually from Shiprock, and he'll be coming to the screening on the 21st. And then to the west, we have Corbin Harney, who's Western Shoshone.
Okay. Now, when you are doing a project like this, first of all, the footage that you have in the film, is that also available on the web, or is it only, do you have to actually get the DVD or see a screening of it?
Well, basically what's on the web is it's done in screen grabs and photographs and put into Flash, so it's more of a... It's not the moving image,
okay.
If you know what I mean.
Right.
There is some streaming video on the site itself, but basically what we have in the film is the live storytellers integrated with transitional footage, landscape footage, photographs, in order to help bring the stories more alive. And then it's narrated by Melissa in order to weave the stories together, because the storytellers come from the four directions and they're all different traditionally, we actually film them in different ways, in a cinema verite style, which is as the, a woman's cooking and she's telling us a story as she's cooking. And Corbin Harney gives a ceremony and we film the ceremony. Hosky Benali is sitting down and telling us a story, so it's more from a talking head type style. And Chin is in performance. He's actually someone who uses magic and tricks and props to help
tell. It's like a children's show.
Yeah, but I mean it. Yeah, with adult themes as well. And so stylistically, we shot it in all different ways, and that's why we brought in Melissa to help us sort of weave it all together and tell us more about the storytellers themselves and their traditions.
Melissa, tell us about the Cultural Conservancy.
Yes, the Cultural Conservancy is happy to have just celebrated our 26th year. We're a Native American Indigenous Rights nonprofit organization based in San Francisco, California. We've worked in Indian country for over 25 years, mainly in the West, California, the Southwest, North America. We've also worked with Pacific Islander communities and in South America. Our mission is to preserve and revitalize indigenous cultures and their ancestral lands. So we've always had this integrated focus of cultural preservation, revitalization, and environmental protection. We've done a lot of work around sacred sites, the preservation of sacred sites, indigenous languages, plants, ethnobotany, access to traditional lands. And so we are very delighted to get the call from Hank and Jillian to collaborate on this PBS website about Circle of Stories. One of our projects, the Storyscape Project, specifically looks at basically recording, documenting, and revitalizing the storytelling tradition, oral literature, songs, song cycles. In fact, that's how we got to know Kara McCoy, is through our Salt Song Trail project, which is very exciting. So we've been actively recording storytellers, singers for a long time, and we were happy to work with Philomath Films to create first the website and then to develop this educational documentary that's really visually rich and amazingly profound in terms of the teachings from the different storytellers.
Kara, you are with the Bioneers Indigeneity Program. What's that all about?
I'm the program manager there for the Indigeneity Program, and the way that this all came about is kind of in the intimate social scene of Santa Fe. Melissa's here in town and had the opportunity to meet Hank, and we started brainstorming a bit, but since the inception of Bioneers, Indigenous thinking has been deeply rooted in the mold of Bioneers as a critical path to restoring social and ecological justice to our lives and our communities. And the word indigeneity speaks to the elemental connection between people and place. And because disconnection from place and cultural erosion are among the leading causes of severe social and ecological problems, it's a critical time for people to reconnect. So we have a formalization of the Indigeneity Program. We're creating a local awareness and alliance building and a bridge between cultures, and we thought that the screening of the Circle of Stories would be a great opportunity, an invitational format for people to participate in that cultural exchange.
The Cultural Conservancy has been involved with the Bioneers organization as a partner since 1993, and I've always been impressed that Bioneers has always made a really important space in their Bioneers conference and in their program for Indigenous speakers to talk about various issues from health and environment and language. And so we're really happy to formally develop this Indigeneity program with Kara McCoy as the director, coming on as a Chimoewe woman, very involved with the Santa Fe local community and also with media. So it was a perfect link to bring her on and also to work with Philomath Films in this collaborative way for this local event. So we're really excited about that.
In the film Circle of Stories, you talk about how in order to move us toward a world in which we live more sustainably in relation to the earth, it's important to have these stories. And I was watching the stories, I was like, how does a myth about how the rabbit got long ears help us live closer to the earth?
Great question. And basically for a lot of Native peoples, these stories about like something that seems very insignificant perhaps about long-eared rabbits and how they got that way, speak to our kinship and our relationship with the rabbit, that it's just not an external creature to us, that we're actually related to the rabbit, that we help form the rabbit as the rabbit helped to form us. So it goes back really to what we call original instructions, to archetypes, to natural law, that tells us the ethics of how to relate to nature. So it's much more of an ethical framework than it is how to cook a rabbit, how to eat a rabbit. That's also involved. So today we are really, really struggling with having a sustainable relationship with animals and with plants and with everything in the environment, non-human. And these stories remind us that if the rabbit is going extinct, then we are going extinct. We are intimately entwined in the survival of both species.
Although, I mean, I was watching it going, that's not how the rabbit got long ears. It's a story. It's like a Rudyard Kipling story. It's like any kind of kid's story that's pure fantasy, but it's not grounded in, you know, any kind of evolutionary adaptivity, you know, how things actually and why they are the way they are.
I would just question your assumption that Western science is also a story. Evolution is also a story, and we certainly have evidence through archaeology and other means, but it's really just another form of a story. And for Native peoples, these stories are just as real as Darwin's evolutionary story. And we find many, many gaps in the evolutionary story. We've just taken it to become truth because of the authority of Western knowledge and science. But for indigenous peoples, we have as much evidence that we are related to the rabbit, we are related to how he got long ears, and these stories are just as real.
We're related to them through evolutionary theory as well.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, Western science, thank goodness, is finally coming around to understanding a lot of the things that traditional ecological knowledge has been saying in terms of symbiosis, coevolution. There's many, many theories, even quantum entanglement from physics is really supporting ideas that creation stories talk about from Native peoples.
We're talking about the film Circle of Stories, which is showing at the screen on Thursday, the 21st of April at 7 o'clock. Now, there's a panel discussion after the film. Is that correct, Kara?
There is, and we're actually really excited about that portion of the event. We had about 9 people step forward, incredibly excited, both Indigenous leaders and allies, Kenny Ozabel, Nina Simons, Melissa K. Nelson, Hosky Benally. The filmmakers will be there, as well as Lois Ellen Frank, to engage in that participative space for people to explore indigeneity, as well as touch on the critical topic at the heart of the indigeneity program, which is traditional ecological knowledge, and how that is going to be the restorative approach to life-saving ways of living.
Bioneers, of course, is a wonderful organization that does all kinds of unusual restoration projects and things like that.
Exactly. Bioneers, Revolution from the Heart of Nature, has a bunch of incredible programs. One is a local one, Dreaming New Mexico, that's really looking at how to restore the lands, the waters, and energy self-sufficiency for the state of New Mexico. So it's a very exciting local project that is getting a lot of national attention as a model for remapping our food sheds, our watersheds, and our energy grid, and working again towards more sustainable systems. So Bioneers has a strong localization focus, as well as a globalization focus and networking with other organizations doing similar restoration work. And then the new Indigeneity program, of course, is finally really officially solidifying Bioneers' commitment to indigenous peoples, to human rights, to environmental struggles, and to basically creating long-term sustainable partnerships to some of our world's most pressing environmental problems.
And Bioneers can be found on the web at bioneers.org, and you can get tickets there as well. Hank Rogerson is director of the film Circle of Stories. Melissa Nelson is executive producer, and Kara McCoy is manager of the Indigenous programs at Bioneers. And we will see you on Thursday, the 21st of April at 7 o'clock at the screen.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.